This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. There's the familiar Olympic fanfare, which you'll hear over and over again, starting in less than 2 weeks, when the 2014 Games at Sochi, Russia get going. My next guest will be there. I'm sure she's already planning ahead what she'll take, but she has a lot of experience packing for Olympic Games because she's covered 16 of them, going back some 30 years to the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today and for ABC and an old friend of my show, and I'm happy to have her back on. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's great to be on with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Does that music excite you or make you go, oh, okay, here we go, 3 straight weeks of work?
Oh, no, one of my favorite tunes in the world. I was actually listening and smiling. I'm in my at my desk in my office in D.C., and I'm looking at my framed poster of the L.A. opening ceremonies in 1984, and I could actually pick out kind of where I was sitting. You can see me without seeing me. You know, it's the entire Coliseum, but I know where I was. I'm looking at right next to that is an autograph by Heinz Klutmeier, the photographer for Sports Illustrated, the great shot of the hockey team winning in 1980. I was still in college at Northwestern, so I was not in Lake Placid in 80. So, yes, hearing that music, smiling, I thought, what would, you know, 17- or 18-year-old Chris Brennan have thought of this? And I am so appreciative of every opportunity I get, and 16 in a row is, I'm kind of speechless, and I'm never speechless.
Now, we hear a lot of concerns about this. There's controversy and concerns. Let's talk about a few of those, and you can help me put these in perspective. Let's start with the security questions about Sochi.
Yes, they're very significant, certainly the most significant, Paul, of any of the Olympics I've been to, although it's reminiscent, to me anyway, of going into Athens in 2004. As I'm sure your listeners will remember, that was the first Summer Olympics after 9/11. We had Salt Lake City, of course, in the U.S. just a few months after 9/11. We heard a lot about that because, of course, Mitt Romney ran those Olympics for Salt Lake, and that came up a lot in the presidential campaign, of course. But anyway, those Olympics, while those were the first, it was a landlocked Winter Olympics. Winter Games tend to not have the world there. You know, a lot of snowboarders named Sven running around. But Athens was serious, a home game for the terrorists right there in the Mediterranean, and nothing happened. So we had briefings then. I was with USA Today then at the time, and as I am now, and we've had briefings now. And so that is similar to me. The difference is, you know, hearing about the Black Widows and the concerns that they may be inside the Ring of Steel. That's awful. And if that's true, and if there are terrorists, suicide bombers inside of security, you know, that's a whole nother level. So I wrote a column the other day that folks can find on Twitter or anywhere. Just look at, you know, looking for it. It's kind of putting things in perspective. And I guess the last thought I have on that is that, ironically enough, the only time a bomb has gone off near me, I heard it, and it's actually right across the street, was, of course, in our own country, Atlanta, 1996. Mm. So, you know, I'm not sugarcoating the problems with Putin and problems with security. Not at all. I'm not concerned. I'm aware. I'm going. All of us are very aware as we go and hearing from friends and family about their concerns. But the reality is, the one time a bomb went off, it was in the good old U.S. of A.
Have you heard from any of our Olympic athletes or any Olympic athletes anywhere saying, you know what, I'm a little scared about this, or may have told their parents, don't come with me?
There's a speed skater, Tucker Frederick, who is a veteran, and he's from Wisconsin, and he said, I think it was this week, just earlier this week, that his family would not be going. His parents would be staying home. I asked one of the figure skaters, Jason Brown, from the North Shore of Chicago, suburbs of Chicago, trains out in Colorado. I asked him on a conference call the other day, and he said, oh, no problem. 16 family members are going. Ashley Wagner, of course, the 2-time national figure skating champion, she's going. Her parents are going. Most of the Gracie Gold, her parents are going. You know, so I think the bottom line is most people are understanding the security concerns, Paul, very seriously, but also don't want to miss the opportunity to go to the Olympic Games.
All right. One of the other headlines out of Russia, of course, is Putin and his government being anti-gay and saying, you know, you can come here. We don't have a problem with homosexuals at the Games, but keep it to yourself. How much of an issue do you think that's going to be?
It could be a big issue. There are certainly a lot of groups that want to come and protest, and there will be protest zones, and certainly the media will cover that, as we should. So I'm guessing that that's a possibility. People might remember Beijing. In 2008, there were also protest zones set up for the human rights violations, not an insignificant issue as well. And that kind of fizzled in part because the Chinese kept everyone so far away, also because athletes didn't speak out, which they spoke out a bit, but then when they got to the games, they didn't speak out. I think this is going to be different. I mentioned Ashley Wagner a few moments ago, the figure skater. She has been as eloquent as anyone I have heard on the subject. On behalf of family and friends and others, she has spoken out from the get-go. First time she was asked, where others were kind of, I don't know, or U.S. Olympic Committee speaks for me. Ashley Wagner says, I have to speak out. This was in September, Paul. Then she continued, I have two columns that people can find again if they look for them. As eloquent as any person I have covered in the Olympic world on this subject, on any subject, but on this one, talking about how proud she is of our country, that Obama is sending several openly gay athletes to the Olympics. She was concerned it was kind of being swept under the rug, so the fact that that's come out, how she wants to speak out, even in Russia, and discuss these issues because she thinks of all the folks who are in Russia who are being persecuted. So I think we'll hear it in press conferences from athletes. I know I'll ask the question of people like Wagner and others. And Bodie Miller spoke out talking about how embarrassing this law is. So I think we'll see it more in press conferences. I don't know that we'll see rainbow flags unfurled. We might see rainbow pins. Principle 6 is a principle of the IOC charter. Talks about non-discrimination. We may see Principle 6 T-shirts and hats on athletes from around the world. So, yes, I do think because they're young and this is an issue, gay rights is such an issue for them, as it is for all of us, me and others, I think that we'll see much more on this than we did in Beijing on human rights in 2008.
And President Obama has asked Billie Jean King and Brian Boitano to go there, and certainly they will be talking about it while they're there. And one other issue that I've got to ask about, you know, people talk about what's the weather going to be like at the Meadowlands for the Super Bowl next Sunday. What's the weather going to be like in Sochi? I hear that the Winter Games might be played in 50-degree weather.
There are palm trees, Paul. Palm trees. It's a resort city on the Black Sea, so it is a very temperate climate, very moderate climate, and everyone knew that going in. The difference is there's the mountains, which are like the mountain cluster. You'll be hearing a lot of the coastal cluster. I'll be there. That's where the opening ceremonies are, figure skating, speed skating, hockey, et cetera. Then up in the mountains, of course, that's the skiing. And, you know, right now that people say there is snow in the mountains. The Russians saved snow, they said. They were saving, you know, tons and tons of snow last year. I don't know about you, but when we saved snow when we were growing up, I was growing up in the suburbs of Toledo, Ohio, and we put it in the freezer, it became ice.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure how that's going to work. But, yes, we are going to a very, very moderate climate. The other day it was 54 degrees. I haven't checked today. But that's fine with me in terms of no cold. The indoor events will be fine, obviously. The outdoor events, it could be like Vancouver, where there were some delays in the snowboarding and other events because of the climate and the issues with snow.
And what about the toilets? This BBC correspondent put up a picture from the Olympic Biathlon Center in the men's room of a bathroom stall where there were two toilets with no wall in between them and the toilet paper only on one side. You're not going to have to deal with that, are you, Christine?
I hope not. Well, I don't plan to cover biathlon. I wasn't planning on it. I'm sure I'm not planning on it now. Of course, that's the men's room, so I don't know what the women's room would look like. But I will say this. In Lillehammer in 1994, again, perspective's important. Because of the increased interest in the Olympics, due to the Tanya Nancy story and more American journalists going over there, which was,
yep,
of course, the story of all,
yep,
and all stories, they actually had to take shower stalls in the suites where we were staying with colleagues. Of course, we all knew each other. And they made one shower. They made it into two. So a partition ran down the middle of the shower. They put, obviously, another shower head in on the one that didn't have it. But the drain was a common drain. So if you were showering next to one of your colleagues, with the partition, of course, but the water would pool down at the drain, and the shampoo could go from one to the other. So we have seen weird things in the bathroom department before. I do plan to avoid that bathroom at the biathlon.
By the way, Christine wrote a great piece about the 20th anniversary of Tanya and Nancy just a couple of weeks ago in USA Today. One last thing, and I've only got a minute left here. Lindsey Vonn is out. How much of a tragedy is that for the U.S. ski team?
Well, I don't know if it's a tragedy. It's certainly it's bad because she would have been fascinating to watch go down that, down the hill and try to defend her downhill gold medal from Vancouver. I would have loved to see her be there. I would love to see Tiger Woods catch her at the bottom, or her run into Tiger, or, you know, give him a snow spray or whatever. The optics there are amazing. But Michaela Schifrin is a slalom specialist, 18 years old. She's a gold medal favorite. Julia Mancuso. And there are many, many other stars and people that will become stars of these games that I think it's going to work out fine. But I would have loved to see her barrel down that mountain at 70, 80 miles per hour one more time.
I'm sure you'll find some great stories to tell us, as you always have. Christine, thanks so much for joining me.
Paul, my pleasure. Thank you. Take care.
Christine Brennan, one of America's great sports columnists at USA Today and also on ABC. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.